some of the shit Jesse say, and I go, why the fuck is this nigga my friend?
What?
How you gonna get mad?
Nah, I ain't.
Are you mad? Hold on.
Hey, you need a cowbell because you tripping.
Yeah. I don't hate him, though.
I wasn't talking about you, bro. Don't listen to him, man.
I don't want to say I hate him.
Don't you answer this. I'm not talking to you.
Okay. All right, and we are live. Welcome to another great episode of the Liquid Drug Dealers Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Green, a.k.a. Take the Weed and Lead the Money, a.k.a. God's Favorite Podcaster. To the left of me, we got Bando, a.k.a.
Mr. Guy Fit Her Thigh. Welcome back.
I told him we were alone. It's me, too. You can't be just feeling people, man.
Mr. Guy Fit Her Thigh, man.
To the left of him, we got
C. Will, a.k.a. C. Nasty, a.k.a. Chris with the Stick, a.k.a. Far East Chris. What's happening? Happy New Year.
It's been a while since we recorded. We got to do Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
We need to name this one for COVID Chronicles right here. Straight up, nigga.
Right. Oh, yeah, a.k.a. Young Negative, Young Neg.
COVID Chronicles, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, Jesse. I'm sure Bando feels the same way. When you said you had it, I was glad. I was happy because you made fun of
him. Why are you gonna put that on him? And I didn't even know you had it. I didn't make fun of you. I made fun of him, but I didn't make
fun of both of us.
No, I didn't. Yes, I never knew you had it.
Yes, because
why did you make fun of me, though?
I don't know. But.
Because you remember when, as soon as he got over his shit, I put in a tick. I said, man, COVID got my ass.
No, you said you was getting tested. Or you said Lakita was getting tested.
Lakita's shit was negative.
My shit was positive. I never knew you had it.
But I think she took hers too late. Like, her shit was gone, and she had already gave it to me. And, nigga.
All right, let's get started with a question.
I kind of thought I was gonna get that shit eventually, man.
But I've gone to Florida 3 times. I've gone to Alabama. I've gone to Disney World. I never got it. I come and get it from somebody at fucking work.
Man, that's kind of crazy. I think that's where I got mine too, though. Was at work too. That's why I got mine.
Keita gave it to me because she got it from one of her cousins or something. We survived, though.
From 2012.
It had to be. That's supposed to be like the dissolvable one. I can't even bite it.
Oh, that's supposed to be the one
that
mint in your mouth.
Yeah, I can't even bite that motherfucker hard.
I don't touch it, man.
I ain't touch them.
I was like, damn, why it ain't melting?
Truth was gonna be gone back.
It wouldn't break.
Oh no, I don't touch it.
Yeah, you gotta put a warning sign next to those.
A warning sign?
Yeah.
Out of order.
That's
funny. Don't fuck with me.
Out of order?
Yeah. Out of order.
All right, let's get started with the question. All right, so since both of you guys, and I don't want to get too sensitive, but since both of you guys have a parent that has passed away, would you guys go to a mannequin, or would you guys do a mannequin to see if you can speak to your parent, or would you guys ever have a hologram of your parent?
Hologram. I do the hologram. I can't.
So you had your mom like a medium, not a mannequin. I said mannequin, didn't I?
Medium.
What's a medium, huh? What you mean medium?
Medium is a person that can,
they talk to them or they call on them and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you ask them questions like, hey, mom this or whatever.
I want a hologram.
You do a hologram?
Yeah. Just because, I lost my mom at a young age, so, I would want to see her, bro. I kind of forgot what she looked like, bro. Like, I got pictures of her when she was young, but, I ain't got no pictures of when she was older. It's weird, bro. So, I would want to see her, bro.
That wouldn't freak you out?
No. That wouldn't freak me out, no. Even at the funeral, I didn't even recognize her. Yeah. Yeah. You recognize. So I like to see a hologram, man.
Would you do either?
I don't know, man. When it comes to that, I'm really, really, really.
I know, that's why you're
really, really, really sensitive. Makita tell me all the time I need therapy. And I'd be like, no, I don't.
Oh, but I really do, guys.
I don't know, bro. But I probably do the, the hologram.
Yeah,
hologram. I probably do that. Because.
Why not do the hologram?
Because I feel like I don't want to sound weird. I feel like he talks to me all the time.
Okay.
So.
But we talking about are we talking about like right now or like when we was younger? Like, are we talking about like?
Well, yeah, like right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, I definitely will.
And the reason I brought this up because Kanye West got a hologram of Kim Kardashian's dad for Christmas. That's what he got her.
Oh, I seen that.
But it was Kanye West way, like it was Rob. Rob Kardashian. No, he didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised he didn't. But so it was Rob Kardashian. It was the dad talking to Kim. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so proud of you. You've gone so far. You're an amazing mother and all this. And you have such an amazing husband. And he's just so great with the kids.
Oh, nah. See, that ain't real.
Hold on. First of all,
this supposed to be about her, yeah, nigga.
And first of all, nigga, he never met you.
Yeah.
Rob Kardashian don't know who the fuck Kanye
West
is.
See, you know what? I don't want none of them, man. I don't want neither one, bro. Because you gotta say something,
yeah,
right?
You gotta have it talk. So,
nah,
like,
man.
So, like, would you have your mom's hologram say something to Brittany? Yeah, even though she never met Brittany.
I'll go ahead and speak. Go ahead and talk to the dad for me, cuz. But then he could be making up bullshit too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
He could make up bullshit too, though.
Because I know, because the thing is, you know your parent.
Yeah.
Like, so I know some shit that my daddy would say, and I'd be like, man, my daddy ain't saying
no shit. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because he got killed when I was 19.
Oh, okay.
The Tombstone's
cool,
bro. Facts, bro. Like, straight up. I don't want none of that. Like, for real. That's real.
You just stick with the Tombstone.
Yeah, man. Just put a flower down and just roll. Hey, you know
man.
What I mean?
Talk to him.
Yeah,
man.
Hell
no.
Fuck that
man.
Shit, man.
Yeah, Rock Kardashian. Yeah, you know Kanye just such an amazing husband. Nigga, you never met him.
Yeah, like
this nigga
weird.
Died at like 99. He don't know Kanye West.
Like, narcissist like a motherfucker, man. Why would you even think that would be okay, bro? Like,
I didn't think
man.
About it like that, though. That's
but, funny. I mean, you gotta have a talk so you wouldn't have him say, oh, yeah, you know, and I love you, Brittany. Even though she never met Brittany.
Yeah. Yes, Brittany, thank you for taking care of my son like you
do. No, you gotta think about it like this, though. Maybe it's like the hologram seeing you, like, grow. And it's like the...
It's like, them it's, now. Well, I see what you mean.
You
now.
Know what I'm saying?
But
like,
I still wouldn't do it. Kanye like, put
okay,
too much
okay,
sauce
okay,
on
okay,
it.
Yeah. You're right.
Because it was supposed to be about her.
Yeah.
And he made it about both of them. Yeah, like, you ain't supposed to do that.
It's really like both of them.
You can tell he made that show.
Yeah. That nigga's crazy. I don't want neither one of them.
Wild boy.
I don't want to meet him because the meet him going to say it like, oh, he's very proud of you.
Yeah.
And all this. I'm like, man.
Some bullshit, too.
But what
that ain't what my daddy was like.
But what if the medium kept it real and like they said some real shit? Like your daddy said you fucked up when you did. Like you shouldn't have did what that.
If she says
he was really disappointed
okay, now
that time you went to jail, he was really disappointed.
Now if he say some shit, like if the medium was to say some shit that don't nobody like, how would you know that she don't know? Like how the fuck would you know that? Then I'd be kind of like, did you? You really speaking to this?
But would you be scared though? Like that wouldn't like freak you out?
Nah,
I don't think so.
That should have freaked me out.
I'd cry. I'd be crying like a motherfucker, but I wouldn't be freaked out.
I already think she around this motherfucker anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like I already feel like
I ain't gonna lie. I already think she walk around this motherfucker.
Straight up. Yeah, we didn't have these stories on here before. Yeah. I told you, like, I feel like he's already here. Not here now, but you know what I mean. I feel like he's around me.
When the I fucked protection. Up, when I fucked up, my mama snitched on me. That's what happened. Shit, I my mama snitched on me. Shit.
Yeah, it's certain shit that you can do that you know a parent would definitely tell. And I just look like this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. How the fuck she know that? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, I wasn't really prepared since it's been so long since we recorded. I guess we can get our RIPs out the way. Since they happening in real time.
A bunch of them, nigga. Like,
shit. but I guess the most recent ones, rest in peace, Larry King. COVID got him. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that fucked up.
He was 87.
Man, he was all right at first. And then he died. Like, I'm like,
he was 87.
That's true.
He was already all right for 87.
Nah, but no, I said that. Now, I'll be feeling crazy when I say that. Because people be like, well, they was 96. I'd be like, it was 96. Like,
and honestly, if you lived 86, I'm a 96, then you, what else can you do?
You good.
You served your time.
You done seen everything.
Yeah.
At that age. You know what I mean?
It's about that time.
Like, if you would have lived to 97, that one year would have just been just an amazing year. Like,
especially now, nigga, anybody dying now in the middle of a pandemic, nigga. Like,
first of all, if you in your 80s or 90s, you stuck at home anyway. Because I know 80 and 90 year old people ain't going out because they're scared.
That's for real. They're not going nowhere.
Yeah, you might as well take your ass back home.
You can't even be around most people that age. Now, they tell you to stay away from them. Now,
I was about to say, now, the motherfucker, if they know who gave him COVID, that person got to feel fucked up. You killed Larry King.
That's
on you.
Crazy, man. That's COVID, man.
If you gave Larry King COVID and he died, that's you got to kick him out of the family, right?
That's true.
Whoever did it.
Whoever did it.
You got to kick him out. He should be arrested.
That's true.
Whoever did it.
That's real.
Or unless Larry King just went wearing a mask. That's for
breathing. Yeah, you can't do that to Larry King. recipes, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron, I thought he was dead already. So
I knew
sorry.
He was still alive.
I don't think we're supposed to say that on mic.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
But you shouldn't.
But say I saw Hank Aaron.
Out of all people, you can't kill Hank Aaron.
I mean, I didn't.
You can't, though.
Jackie Robinson. No. Hold on.
I was just about to say. I'm about to say the same thing, right?
I don't want to get my black facts wrong.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jackie Robinson was the first black player to play
in the major league.
In the major league baseball, yes. Hank Aaron was really
the home run king.
Nah, he's a home run king.
But he was somewhere in the air, like he broke the barrier, right?
Hank Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I ain't even trying to sit up here.
I don't want to get my black history.
I don't watch baseball. I know who Hank Aaron was.
But I thought he was big because he broke the barriers too.
I thought he did too. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
And then you said Jackie Robinson was the first
integrated baseball.
So Hank Aaron was like the third.
Yeah, put it like that. Yeah.
Look at me, bro.
Fourth.
If he was the third, who was the fifth? Second? Like,
we don't know, man.
I think ain't he the home run king though?
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Because the steroid people, Barry Bonds and them took that.
He held it.
So any Barry Bonds there, right?
It's Barry Bonds, McGuire, and I think Hank Aaron.
Sammy Sosa up there too, ain't he?
He don't got as much as that. Hank Aaron is 755. I'm 755. I know the number.
As much as they trashed them goddamn them steroid baseball. That's the only time I watched it, bro.
Hey, none of them gonna get in the
Hank Aaron played for 23 seasons.
That's actually entertaining. When them niggas
was
on steroids.
Bro, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
He played for 23 seasons?
What, he retired in like the 80s?
He's 86. He didn't retire in the 80s. Aaron retired like in the 60s.
Hold on.
He's 86. The 80s is 30 to 40 years ago. Sorry. All right.
That's right. He probably retired in like the 80s, right?
No, you gotta think. He played when he was like 20.
When did he retire?
He played 60 years ago.
When did he retire?
He held a home run record for 30 years. So, he couldn't retire in the 90s. Hold on.
No, it's the 80s.
It's the 80s. Maybe not late 80s.
But no, all right. He hitting 755 homers and holding the most celebrated record in sports for more than 30 years. Oh, more than 30 years. Let's just see when he retired.
When did he retire? 23 seasons. When did he retire? Let me know.
We don't know shit about Hank Aaron. I'm so sorry. This is a bad RIP.
Because we watch baseball.
1976.
Oh, okay.
So it was close.
So he started playing in the 50s then?
54.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when did Jackie Robinson start playing?
Jay Robinson?
Yeah.
Like the '40s, bro.
Don't ask me. I don't know shit.
Okay. Well, we're just going to move on from this.
Yeah. Yeah, we niggas trying to figure out.
47. Okay.
See, in the 40s. See? Okay. Yeah, we got to stop this, though. We niggas.
Jackie Robinson only played 10 years? His stats are probably trash, man.
What the fuck is up with this, Murray? My bad. But
what
is wrong with you, bro?
My bad.
Probably trash, dude. Damn.
Well, rest in peace to Hank Aaron. Rest in peace to the King. Oh, rest in peace to Martin Luther King also.
Yeah.
His
birthday just passed. Yep. So I thought I'd put
that
out there.
And I had to work. What kind of shit is that?
You worked on a black man's holiday? You jigaboo. Nah.
Did you work?
Hell yeah, I
worked. Oh, okay. I had COVID, so I
didn't work. I'm glad you say that.
But nah, I usually don't work on the black man holiday.
Man, listen, man. Everybody was like, do we work tomorrow? Like, yeah, nigga, we work tomorrow. Y'all know they ain't gave us no motherfucking day off.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
We off on Black Friday.
Why wouldn't y'all off on Black Monday? That was a Black Monday.
We off on Black Friday.
That took out black asses of work for the white man.
Mine's Indian though.
Nah, it ain't that bad then.
Mine's too.
Ain't no. Well, nah, it is number Indians.
Nobody said, what you mean?
Never mind, it's number Indians in hospital.
So, what you talking about?
Yeah. Your boss is definitely an Indian in the hospital.
Shits, nigga.
Yeah, it's a lot of sings and. All right. Damn, Hank Aaron. Oh. A player for the Broncos just passed away. A lineman.
Oh, I seen Shannon Sharp post him on Twitter. Who? I don't know his name. He had a nickname. His name was like bad. Dump Truck or something. It was like Dump Truck or something.
Tony Jones.
What was his nickname?
I don't know his nickname. That didn't pop up.
Let me see. Shannon Sharp.
It must have been,
What's wrong with you, man?
It must have been, like,
He got 2 rings. He played with the Elways and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
See, he was somebody. Everybody is somebody, man, though. I don't know if you know that or not.
I mean, I know that, but, like, when it comes to, like, offensive linemen in the 90s, I don't know.
Well,
he the offensive lineman?
Yeah. He was offensive lineman.
I don't know.
But yeah, everybody is somebody, man.
You right. It is, though. That's true, though. That's true. Everybody is somebody.
He was a right tackle. And I don't see anything about Dump Truck.
What's his name?
Tony Jones.
Oh, shit. I don't remember him.
Yeah. Died at 54.
R.I.P., though.
I don't know how he passed away. They haven't said anything, but he died at 54.
Dang. R.I.P. R.P. Tony Jones. R.P. to,
Somebody else passed away? A lot of people have passed away since last time we recorded. I know that, yeah.
Somebody else.
Like, in the last couple of days recently?
Like, the last, week or two, maybe? It was a couple right before, right on December 31st. I can't remember who it was.
I think I know
MF Doom, the rapper. He died on Halloween.
Yeah, and we just now found out.
And they announced it.
Who?
Okay, all right. So, rest in peace to everybody. Let's get past our rest in peace.
I can't think of shit right now. I can't think of nobody.
All right, what else we got going on? The inauguration just passed, so we officially have a new president, Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kamala. It's Kamala, right? Not Kamala. Yeah. Kamala, like Kamala. Mm-hmm. Kamala is the vice president. Miss Obama was looking good.
Bro,
yeah, she was. That was the definition of a stallion right there, bro. She was walking.
Dog. She know it too, man. See the way she walked, bro?
She had them curls bouncing.
I ain't never seen nobody make burgundy look that good.
No.
Yeah.
I
know
she from Oblock, right?
Yeah.
I know she from Oblock.
Oh, shout out Michelle.
Straight up.
Shout out O Block too. We ain't recorded. Have we recorded since
season 2? No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't.
We haven't. Yeah. Damn.
We haven't.
I don't think we recorded. I know we didn't record none in December. I don't think we recorded in November. I know we didn't record, because if our birthday's in the middle of the month, no, we didn't record in November either.
Did I say something about Pop Smoke?
Yeah, nigga, he been there.
Was like, what was that? That was like in
the summer. It's other anniversary just passed.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hold on.
Dang, we have it. We have it recorded.
Damn, that was that way. Yeah, that's true.
I think we was going to record that week, because we was arguing back and forth about T.I. We was supposed to record that week. Remember, T.I. made that statement, and then...
I think that's when you got sick.
No, he just got sick
like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't 3 weeks ago, though.
Nah, because it was like before
right before me. Christmas. It was right before
Christmas. Yeah, I was like, this is back in November.
Shit. Yeah, T.I. was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So what else is going
that's
on?
Let's
see what else we got.
The inauguration just passed. You gonna sit on the couch?
We're talking about the inauguration. So they just gonna have J Lo just perform at everything.
Yeah, I think she's doing a Super Bowl too, ain't she?
No, the weekend's doing the Super Bowl.
Oh. I thought Taylor was part
and
of
it. They got Jasmine Sullivan and her doing something.
No. It's Jasmine Sullivan is doing the that thing we kneel for. What the fuck is that?
National Anthem.
National Anthem.
That thing we kneel for.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called.
I thought her was doing something, too.
No.
But the weekend is doing the Super Bowl.
I don't know what he's going to do. I guess I get it. If he performs some of those songs. I mean, he has really big songs.
Really his face? Have y'all seen that?
No. He's been in character all year, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's just been doing weird shit.
If Weekend want to really kill it, go get Future and perform. What's that song they got together? That song is hard.
Yeah, but you can't have Future at the Super Bowl.
Fuck it! Why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's in Tampa, too?
That's too black. We can't have
football.
Bro, that's too black. That is true, though.
When they went to Atlanta, they didn't even have real black people.
That's a fact.
So you think they about to go get Florida? That's the first real black person to get is Future?
You're right.
It's football without black people.
I don't know because I don't watch the sports. So.
What you doing
without? But yeah, they had J-Lo perform at the thing. I don't know why she came all white. I don't know where she thought she was going.
Me either. Like, that's weird.
What invite did she get? What did her invite say?
Everybody got on dark colors and your ass
came out all white.
Just like a Puerto Rican.
That's Puerto Rican
like a motherfucker, bro. Like,
because those Dominican and Puerto Rican dudes be wearing white Levi's.
Them niggas wear white year round, nigga. They ain't supposed to wear white after Labor Day or something. Them niggas wear white on Halloween.
Mexican, my job, he wear a fucking white pig.
That's what Spanish people wear.
What the fuck? Oh, man. I didn't even think about that, bro.
No.
That's their thing for some
Not
reason.
Not even
man.
The cool white pants.
No.
White Levi's.
Yeah, man. And that's why J-Lo came with an all-white outfit.
Oh, man, that shit's funny.
I ain't get to see our anthem and shit. I ain't get to see that.
I didn't watch it either, though. I mean, because it wasn't...
Yeah.
Motherfucker had all them damn woman people out there securing shit.
God damn.
That nigga said the best dude about y'all wear white pants.
He said that's so Puerto Rican.
You Trump supporters are so fucking stupid.
Y'all really thought y'all was gonna go into the Capitol building, walk out with shit, and not get arrested? I don't think that was the plan. It just wasn't the plan.
What was the whole point, though? What was the whole point of them doing that? That's my whole thing, bro. What was the whole point?
It was white people, white people. But the thing was, Trump was doing the speech like 2 miles or two blocks
down. No, that's why they blaming him because he had them all there.
Yeah, so he was doing a speech somewhere, and then he was like, "Let's go march." He said march. So then I don't know how many people it was, but the white people went down to the Capitol building and said, "Let's go white." And
Them niggas was clowning.
He gave the color activity.
And you niggas and y'all getting dragged off airplanes because y'all on the no-fly list now is the funniest shit in the world. Yeah, yeah. Them niggas is getting dragged off.
That's what they ass get.
People spitting on y'all, cussing y'all out. That's what the fuck y'all
that's
get.
What the fuck they get.
Stupid. Nah, what made y'all think y'all was going to just do shit like that and nothing happened?
Nah, the funniest one is the chick that got maced. Did you see that?
The fact that...
Oh, man, that was a funny
that
one.
That whole mob. That whole little thing. All the white people didn't get shot. I don't know why they did. Why they didn't kill them white people?
Because they white people. You can't kill white people. What's wrong with you? We can't kill white people.
You see the white dude screaming at them. He lived downtown in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
He was mad at them up in your fucking hicks.
Yeah. Hey, a white person getting...
You got everything blocked off, you dumbasses. He was mad as hell.
Whenever a white person put his hand on his shoulders, he mean business.
Yeah, he was shitty. You fucking lost. Go home. He was mad as hell, boy.
Oh, man.
Man, it was funny, man. They had all that blocked off.
Can we say this stuff already?
Some of this we got the purple.
Okay.
But certain white, we can't talk about certain white people just like we can't say those other words. She from Obama.
She from one of the most dangerous cities in Chicago, y'all.
And water's wet. We didn't say nothing about Obama. We didn't say nothing about OTM. We didn't say nothing about that.
That nigga said water's wet.
Oh, goodness.
That nigga
desperate. Damn, man. I want a fucking peppermint. All
right. Oh, man.
I'm definitely going to start saying that shit right there. Oh, man. Water is wet. What else?
Oh, man.
There's no point in doing that shit. Trump lost. And the fact that he kept fighting it, though.
But the thing is, this is where they... Okay, let's say if it was... it was messed up votes or they cheated. They messed it up by going into the Capitol.
Yeah.
Because that day the senators was gonna reject the nomination of him becoming president.
It was the whole idea.
But they had to pause it because these motherfuckers came in there. So after they had to resume, they was like, well shit, y'all done fucked it up, so okay, yeah.
I still think Trump lost, though. He lost.
Obviously,
he lost.
So why are you fighting it?
Did you hear the interview? It wasn't an interview. He called, was it Georgia? He called like a Georgia senator or something.
Yeah.
He's telling him to recount. But they
recounted three times.
No, the funniest part of that, I don't think y'all caught it. The funniest thing, he calls a Georgia senator, like, hey, there's votes that's fucked up. Y'all need to recount. I need 12,378 votes. You know, so he's telling the dude, threatening him, you know, you need to recount. You need to do this. You know, just recount it so I win by one. So hold on. You want to recount and you just want to win by one? You don't think that's suspicious?
The dude was so patient by one vote. Because I would have cussed his ass out. Because he was like
a whole hour.
The dude said, where are you getting this information from? Everybody knows. He said, who was telling you this? They're lying to you.
Like DJ Khaled said, they.
That's all he kept saying. Everybody knows. He said, they are lying, sir. We recounted three times. He said, go find me 11,000.
Yeah. Whatever the number was. It was like 11,700 something. He's like, so I can just win by one.
Just go find them.
That's not suspicious. that don't seem a little skeptical.
That's why
he won by one vote.
44-46. 44-46, man.
Yeah, I know.
Just eliminate the whole number.
Man, just eliminate the whole thing, bro. This is crazy, bro.
Last 4 years been crazy.
That's why you only got one term. Yeah. George Bush got two terms.
I said one thing, man.
George Bush got two?
Yeah, George Bush got two.
He got two.
His daddy
he beat Gore and what was and Cheney.
No, Cheney was his vice president.
No, I thought he
beat Gore and he beat did he beat Gore twice?
No.
Wait a minute.
It was Cheney, bro. It was John Cheney, bro.
You can't let him.
It wasn't Cheney.
No.
It wasn't Cheney, bro. Dick Cheney was the vice president.
I don't know who his vice president was. I guess we can say.
I'm not that old.
Let's see. That's what you can be doing is fact checking. Dick Cheney was his vice president.
Yeah, okay.
Gore. I know Gore.
Yeah, Gore was the first one. Yeah, Gore was the first one. Y'all remember Al Gore. I do remember Al Gore.
Maybe it was Gore twice then.
Was it Gore twice?
I don't know, because I don't know how to Google who he beat.
Who was it?
Oh, you see those memes with George Bush always with Michelle Obama?
Man, he loves her. Man, I see that shit. He loves her.
It be some wild pictures, too.
She act like she... It's almost like, George, come here. Like,
oh, Georgie.
Come sit on my lap. Like, you need a sucker. George Bush act like the badass kid that just need to see they auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Go sit with Michelle.
That's crazy.
He George love her, boy. He make sure he find her.
John Kerry.
Kerry.
I don't know who the fuck that was. He definitely was
Kerry
one of those.
That's
why I'm saying Cheney.
Who's Kerry?
I don't know who the fuck John Kerry was.
I remember Gore. I don't know. Yeah, John Kerry.
I remember the name.
He didn't have a
that's who I was
a
trying
chance.
To
yeah, I don't know who the hell he is.
Was that the second one?
That was the second one.
Yeah, it was the second one.
Yeah, that's the one they say he cheated.
Yeah, because they found, like, votes on the highway in, like, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so they actually threw votes out. It was just on the highway in Florida.
Yeah.
And his brother is the mayor of Florida governor. Or governor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. And it was just votes on the highway.
Trump up
yeah.
bad. Trump. Yeah, bye-bye.
His daddy only had one term.
Bye-bye, Trump.
Then Clinton had two. Then he had two.
And then your goofy ass didn't even go to the inauguration. Yeah, your ass didn't even go to the inauguration.
I don't know how true it is, but did you see that they said Trump left his son? They forgot his son? Y'all didn't see that? I'm being dead serious.
I can believe it,
his son named Barry or some shit?
The youngest one?
Yeah, like the 10-year-old.
I think it's
Barry.
Left him at the White House?
They forgot him.
They just forgot it.
Like Home Alone.
He probably over that shit too, man. That motherfucker's ready to go, man. You see Melania then walk. She just walked to the car.
Oh, man.
Like Home Alone, man. They just left him there.
He'll be. I think she gonna divorce him.
Barron.
I think she gonna divorce him in like 2 years.
Man, he better not ever get a chance to run again.
Well, that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to impeach him so he can't run again.
Okay.
He should not run again.
Man. I think he's supposed to have that hearing like on the next week or two.
They pushed it back.
I still can't believe that motherfucker was president.
I can't, man.
Donald Trump's a fucking president.
He got caught at blackout.
Caught it back going back to jail.
Yes.
That's so fucked up. You got a pardon.
Well, you can't rape people.
And
so.
Then you're going right back. So they going to be at the doors waiting on him.
Yeah, when he gets out, they say he has to stay in North Carolina or South Carolina. Wherever he got that case at.
But he gonna bind out of there though too.
But no, I'm saying he has to stay in that state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think he care now. He gonna be out.
Then he say Wayne's ass too.
Lil Wayne got a pardon. Harry O got a pardon.
I just don't know how Wayne keeps getting caught with guns. Like what is he doing? And no one talked about it, but like on the list of stuff they found was like guns, coke, weed, and it was like heroin on the list too.
Is Wayne, bro.
Like,
Lil Wayne really lives in his own world, man. So that's why I'm not surprised that everybody like, oh, you's a coon. I'm like, y'all nigga, Wayne don't care, y'all. That nigga he does not care.
He don't.
He live in his own world, and he don't give a fuck about what nobody's saying about him right now.
He don't, bro. He don't.
I'm ready to see, old boy talk, Harry O. That's who I want to see talk.
Who?
The dude that helped start
Death Row.
That's what I want to see.
So what's going on? He also pardoned the chick that helped start Rockefeller.
I didn't read too much into it,
but I thought she snitched or something. So I don't know why she was doing so much time anyway. She got arrested in like 93 or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like how much time did she get?
Oh no, I never knew who she was until they was talking about it.
Yeah, nigga,
it.
She got arrested 30 years ago. It's a chick that helped start Rockefeller that Trump pardoned, and I thought I just read a little bit.
Rock Nation, not Rockefeller. Oh, was it Rockefeller?
Yeah, because you got arrested in like 93.
Oh.
Rock Nation went around then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, because that's what I seen, Rock Nation. That's why I was like,
maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn it's
in
Rockefeller.
I don't know. I didn't read too much into it because I don't be really, I mean. It just depends on who it's coming from. Because some of them niggas just be sounding like they hating. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's what they sound like that. Y'all just mad. Like,
yeah, that's definitely true.
So I'd be like, I ain't gonna listen to you. Like, you sound like you hating right now. I don't know, man. But yeah, he pardoned 145 people on his last day.
Oh, no, no. Okay, it was Roc Nation. It was Roc Nation.
Roc Nation?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he pardoned all his friends.
But man, I thought the president only got like 120 pardons though. He pardoned like 150 people or some shit.
Nah, yeah. Obama pardoned more than that.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. All them dudes that was all them dudes got released from federal prison on them
You from Old Block too?
Them
he
them drug charges. He pardoned a bunch of them. Mm. Them dudes that was like in prison for that three strike law shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. He pardoned a gang of people.
I was just reading a story. So a dude that's in jail now for selling like $15 worth of weed because of that three strike shit.
Mm-hmm.
He got arrested for like breaking in Family Dollar, then he got arrested for stealing something else because he was homeless. Yeah. Then the third time he got arrested for like selling $15 worth of weed and got life.
That's in like, LA, right?
Yeah. LA and Louisiana.
That is the dumbest rule ever, bro.
Or I think all of California, actually.
Maybe
I think all of California and then Louisiana.
They might need to redo that.
Yeah, duh. That's only two states that have it. That's
crazy, bro. Yeah, get somebody life just for that.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he still deserved to get, you know what I'm saying, get some time. Because you keep popping up like
yeah,
that,
but
though.
He was homeless, though.
It depends on what he did.
He was no homeless shit.
That too. You know I say that too. It depends
like,
on what it is.
If you, like, it's people that you kill somebody once, you get 30, you get 20 years,
yeah,
you get out of prison.
And then kill somebody else.
But
that
this
shit
nigga
is wild.
Stole
that's
three times and he get life in prison. Like, that don't make sense.
Like, I was watching The First 48 the other day, and this young kid killed somebody and got 15 years. I was like, what the fuck? That didn't make no sense. You can't go shoot somebody and then just get 15 years.
Bro,
you get more time for selling dope than murder.
Yeah.
I know dudes that, I remember when I was like 9, mm-hmm. And they had, like, in Brightwood, they had, like, all those top drug dealers.
Nah,
I knew some of them. Niggas are still in prison to this day. And I know niggas that shot people and got out.
And just do, like, a 15-piece.
Like, come on, man. Like, that don't make sense.
Yeah, that's... And then, like, every time, like, when they actually try to, like, get rid of, like, either get out of jail or whatever, like, oh, well, he's not a violent criminal or he is a violent criminal. The nigga that killed somebody is a violent criminal.
Yeah.
That is a definition of a violent criminal. And that's the one you keep in.
And them dope boys doing, and I think two is because.
And rapists only get like 2-3 years.
Yeah,
too.
And them dope boys don't
rape. Like rapists and touching, they get like 4.
Shit,
yeah,
man.
You don't get
like
shit
if
rapists.
If you get like 4 years, that's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do shit, man.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, we just watched this episode of SVU. That's my shit.
That's what I was about to say. You see it all the time on SVU where them niggas.
Shout out to Olivia.
Bro.
Yeah, those niggas only get like a year or two.
Bro, I seen one when I had COVID. God, you know, motherfucker, it's America.
That's all he's watching. Yeah.
I'm sitting at home fucking drinking water, eating soup that I can't even fucking taste. But, nigga, I seen one where a dude, right, was, he didn't like Mexican kids. So he would rape and murder Mexican kids. They found him, right?
Well, boy.
They found him, and his lawyer argued that he was like taught to hate Mexicans and Mexican kids. And this nigga got off, bro.
Well, why did he hate Mexican kids?
Man, they said
was it Mexicans or was it just the Mexican kids?
No, it was Mexicans, period. So he
thought they were stealing a job.
I don't know what he thought, but you know, like that hate speech shit. He would listen to this person talk about it.
Oh, I think I may have seen it. So they said he didn't have the mental capability to know that
his
it was wrong.
Lawyer, at the end, his lawyer ended up killing him because after they said not guilty, he whispered something to his lawyer, and then he patted him on the back.
Damn.
And towards the end, and at the end of the end of the episode, they run in the lawyer's office. They, like, shots fired or whatever. the lawyer had shot him. He was like, he told me he was going to do it again, so I had to kill him. Like, shit like that happens.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Shit like that happens, bro. That's
crazy, bro.
Like, the one I just watched, it was a judge. And a judge had, like, raped, like, two girls when he was in college. He had raped, like, another girl, whatever. Total, he had raped, like, four or five girls. So, the only thing they did was, after the case was done, they gave him a year of house arrest, and he lost his job. That's all. He had raped, like, six girls. Yeah. He just lost his job because he was a judge. So, they said, oh, well, we don't want to get in the media and all this. And he's not a flight risk, so he just do house arrest and lose his
and
job.
And he old, so.
And he raped like six girls.
You old, because yeah. Right, ain't yeah. No young nigga. You got to be.
Nah, he actually won that. Yo, he was like 50 or something.
Really?
Yeah, and he raped like five or six girls. He's got house arrest.
For you to get life or murder, like, you got literally, like, your intention is to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And you got to do some wild
A lot of times, you just got to lose, like, trial. Like, because they give you a deal, 15 yeah, years, manslaughter.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, that's true, though.
You can't have this nigga on camera shooting somebody and yell like, oh, you want to get a deal? No, take that nigga to court.
Man.
Take him to court so he can get life.
Because I be seeing that shit sometime on First 48. And here they be like, such and such plead guilty. What, 30 years, 35 years, whatever.
The wildest First 48 episode I still remember is Uncle Junebug or whatever.
What's the nigga name?
I can't remember, but the uncle came and killed, like, his... I guess it was his brother or whatever and a girlfriend and then, like, shot two kids. He killed, like, five people.
Oh, I remember.
It was, like, Uncle Junior
one,
or somebody.
You talk... No, hold on.
He shot, like, six people and killed, like, five of them.
Yeah, he kids and all, bro. One of the kids...
Killed his nephews and nephews. Yeah, because it was only one of the kids that survived.
Yeah, I remember that.
He killed the mama, daddy, and, like, shot, like, three kids.
I'm thinking of another episode because it was another one.
That
one
was sad.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, Uncle Junior did it.
Yeah.
This was wild. The uncle came in and killed everybody.
That shit was sad, bro.
Like, he tied the parents up in the bathtub, and then he, like, killed the kids in the basement or something. He killed the whole fucking family. He just went crazy for some shit.
Yeah, that shit was sad.
And, yeah, okay, nephew's like, yeah, Uncle Junior did it or something. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Because there was another one. It was a kid, though. He was, like, 17, 18, but he didn't shoot him, though. He cut him up. He cut him all up. Like, he just stabbed them all. Yeah, he just...
He stabbed his nieces, nephews, his auntie, uncle, all that shit. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I remember this one. Yeah, I remember that
That's
one.
Wild. That's like, shooting them, I guess, is a different, but to stab a whole family, that takes some time, and that is crazy. And
another thing with the justice system is so crazy.
They don't like black people?
Everybody, like, let's say, okay, let me give you an example.
The
like
racist?
The dude that killed my daddy, right? Mm-hmm. This nigga was wanted in Alabama for another murder and a hijacking. So, this nigga took the plea here so he don't have to get extradited back to Alabama. So that family, like, you in jail, but they looking like...
Right. Yeah, what
about my kids?
Because he was going to die there because they still got the death penalty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Indiana can be like, all right, you know, we can sentence you and send you there, but they didn't. He just here.
Because they always say, you know, this is easy. We can win this trial or whatever.
Yeah.
So they
that nigga played up. So,
damn, he came to Alabama and then...
That nigga was in Alabama, came up here.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Motherfuckers crazy out here, man.
Nigga. Because I thought they was going to extradite him, but they didn't. To my knowledge, they didn't. So after he served his 88, or however much he served here, he go over to Alabama.
And I don't get, like, we give this guy 225 years. I don't...
I never understand that, though. What does that mean?
They have to say it, though. Because they
why can't you just say life? Why? What's the difference between life and 223 years?
Life costs more.
He has a point. that's true, though. But they have to say those years because, I mean, they don't. I mean, you give a nigga 122 years.
The person that's lived the longest.
No, so that might be parole.
Yeah, he might get paroled
during that time. Then,
but let me get your hopes up.
You remember the funeral I said I went to with the woman that had the baby in her arms.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
her baby daddy. He got 195 years.
That's life.
Yeah, the
so
only
he
person that's
eligible
lived...
for But it's state time. See, so state time, you only have to do a certain amount of years.
Yeah, but I think it's still like 85%. So you got to do 120 years.
That's fed time. State time, you got to do 85%.
Even if you do half, 185, you got to do 90 years.
That's true.
The person that lived the longest is Morgan Freeman, so we know nobody lives to 185.
Morgan Freeman would be dead if he was in prison, though.
Yeah. And we don't know how old Morgan Freeman is.
I don't.
He could be 180.
They'd be lying, bro.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman could be 180.
Like 86. I'm saying you a fucking liar. That nigga
honestly, 86. I don't think he's that old. He's like 70s up.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think Morgan Freeman is that old. At least that's what they say. Morgan Freeman.
Freeman is 117 years old, bro.
That's crazy.
Morgan Freeman's 83.
They lying.
I thought Morgan Freeman was slag.
He's 83.
Think about, bro, when you get that gal hit on you, bro. They just like.
And then they say 200.
Life without parole, bro. Like, bro. Oh, my mind would just, man.
I know, it'd be crazy. I don't, like, what do you do, like, when they say, like you said, like.
Life with no parole.
When LL Cool J in Too Deep, when they get that nigga four consecutive life sentences, then he just closed his eyes. That's all you can do. I remember that. What do you do? They said, we find you guilty on all counts. You will serve four consecutive life sentences. Nigga said.
Nah, nigga.
Four consecutive life sentences?
It was something like that. Yeah.
What the fuck is that, bro?
I'm going off like dead president. I'm wilding out.
You don't have to, bro.
When a nigga threw
him. He only got 15 to life?
Yeah, he threw the chair at the judge.
You don't have to, bro. You don't have to. When they say 15 to life, bro, what does that mean, bro?
15 years to life.
It's like... Like there is a chance, life. But there is like a chance. So
but after he
so that's a chance of parole.
Yeah. He can get parole.
Yeah, that's a chance of parole.
But you might.
I know that shit don't like, work out.
But a lot of times he done killed four people.
So right.
He's not gonna get parole. Like
dude, Teflon Shine, dude from Washington D.C. He came up with that time with Alpo and them. Mm-hmm. That nigga was charged with 9 different murders and he beat. All nine.
That's and the a tenth shitty one, lawyer. You couldn't give one murder to stick?
Right.
No. One? You mean a shitty prosecutor.
Well, yeah. You couldn't give one? Because
that nigga, 9, bro. You get charged with 9 murders. This is 9 different times.
Yeah, you beat them all.
Not 9 altogether. They locked you up 9 different times for murder. And you beat all 9. But the one that they got him on, he didn't even do.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta get him.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you
he said
get
they
him.
Had to get him. They stuck it to the more. Nigga. They gave a nigga 25 to life. But he did his 25 and he got out.
I'm saying, and honestly, what can he say? Like, okay, fuck. I mean, you didn't get me on 9. I take one. I'll take the one.
Nigga,
you got to
do 25 in state penitentiary. You got to do 25 years, man?
I couldn't imagine.
I can't do a month, nigga. I'm not doing nothing. Like, I can't, bro. I cannot.
This we heard that number, 25 years.
And you got to count it down.
You have to count it down.
What they say on the wire, you only do 2 days in here. The day you go in and the day you go out, you a damn lie. You do all the days,
a lot
nigga.
Of counting, man.
No.
25 years, bro. Just think about this, bro.
And then when you come out, what do?
You adjust. Just imagine you went to jail in the 80s and you getting out now.
Now.
Bro.
These niggas like had, these so had, they didn't have phones or nothing.
Has changed. Nigga, like, everything, nothing is the same.
And the thing is, like, as soon as you get out, if you went to jail in the 80s, you get out now, you look like, damn, all right, I'm going to get out, go to the payphone, call my mama.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. This is why, I'm glad we talk about this. This is why I fuck
And guess what?
With,
your mama don't got the same number from the 80s.
Nigga, what?
Who you going to call?
She got an iPhone now.
Yeah.
Who you gonna call? Whatever number you have,
nigga, you
the
call the landline.
Is done.
Like, this is why number? I fuck with Gillingham podcast. Wallow.
Yeah, he did 25, mm-hmm. right?
Wallow did
20.
I think
20.
20. Yeah, he did 20. That's why I fuck. He tell them stories about being in prison. Yeah.
20 years
and he keep it 100. He was like, I was not the tough nigga. I was running. I was running from the stabbings.
But
I was running from. He said I was scared to death. He said, fear is how I went through those 20 years. I was scared the whole time I was in there. And that's real.
But that's even if you are a tough dude, you got 20 years. It's 1 year there's going to be somebody tougher than you. If you got 20 years, there, bro. You could have been the toughest niggas for the last 5 years, and then some nigga come, and you're not the tough nigga anymore. You can't be tough for 20 years.
One of his stories, I'm glad you said that too. One of his stories, right, he said a dude was in there for 3 years, state prison for 3 years. He was real quiet.
He stayed to himself. Hell yeah, still a long
He said,
time.
But the tough guy out of prison went into the cell and stole all his shit. So the dude went to him was like, man, I need my shit back, bro. Like, it means something to me.
The tough guy
didn't give a fuck about nothing he was saying.
Right.
But hold on. Dude, if he would have stole my shit, he would have had it.
Look, I'm glad you said that. Look.
Hey, he
so look. Wait a minute. Hold on. So he said this. He said the dude had two choices. You can fuck him up, stab him up or something. Or you can let this shit go, and then the whole prison gonna know you a bitch, and everybody gonna keep taking your shit.
You gonna be a sucker. I'm the bitch. All right.
I mean, listen up. You don't understand this. A bitch out here is different than a bitch in prison.
But if you're doing 25 years, you gonna fight all 25 years?
No, he only doing three. He was only doing three.
You gonna fight for 3 years?
So listen.
No.
You're a bitch, they're gonna try to fuck you.
You know what I'm saying? No. So that's what I'm saying. That's what he was saying.
So
like,
for 3 years, you gotta stab somebody every other month. That's a long 3 years to be stabbing people,
somebody,
man.
No, you stab somebody once, you're gonna stab them again.
So what
and that's
you
the thing.
Then you might
he
stab up.
Listen. He ran up. He stabbed
the... extra 15, right.
But yeah, he stabbed the tough dude.
Oh, that's right. No, never mind.
He stabbed the tough dude, fucked him up. Mm-hmm. The tough dude didn't die. So when didn't nobody see him stab him, but the tough dude went to court on the nigga. Snitched on him. So that nigga went from 3 to 45.
See, that's why you just be the bitch. You be a bitch with three.
But you supposed to be the tough. You ain't supposed to tell.
You don't know, man.
But you just went from 3 years that you could have flew by with
45
to 45.
That's why it is. You call it what you want. If I was that nigga, I'd be like, PC.
So hold on, who got 45? The tough guy or
the nigga that stabbed him. Yeah, 45.
And guess what? And nothing in jail is worth stabbing somebody. You stole my sandals?
I mean, you saying that out here is different in jail.
No, it's definitely. I
know you can't take no. You can't let nobody. My brother been in. My brother been in prison, bro. You can't let nobody take nothing from you in prison because once they do, they gonna try you every time, and then you are gonna turn into a bitch. You gonna be the
bitch.
When
I was in juvenile, I think I did 4 days, and I don't eat eggs. So at breakfast time, we're not supposed to share food, but I didn't eat eggs. So like the second day, they noticed like. You ain't gonna eat your eggs? I was like, nah. They was like, can you have them? I was like, yeah, my cousin. It was just off of life. I was like, I'm not gonna eat the eggs, nigga. I was like, yeah, you can have them. Yeah, so this nigga looked around. When I tell you, this is the most savage shit. And I was like, I need to cut my mama and go home. I need to get out of here. So he asked me if he could have my eggs. I was like, yeah. So he looked around. This nigga said, it was eating them off the table because you're not supposed to share food. So he grabbed it and was just eating them off the table like this.
You must ain't seen life at the time then. That's why he said, I didn't see life.
I got locked up in 06. Yeah, I seen life.
Your cousin had the idea. He knew what he was talking about. He's like, he ain't supposed to give it.
That's crazy, man.
I was trying to be a nice guy. I don't eat the eggs.
No.
And the crazy thing is... We watched, I always remember this. I don't know why.
I went to jail a couple times, but I never was in there a couple of days.
I just get a day.
that's it for me. Yeah, I ain't eat shit the whole time I was in there.
I was in there for 4 days.
Nigga, that was like, but I'm like, nope, I don't want nothing.
Nah, we had to eat. I was in there for 4 days because they was letting me out on house arrest, but my mom didn't have a phone.
Oh.
So she had to do all that, which I think she did in 2 days, but she let me stay in another two.
And I thought going through getting released was the longest part, though. Getting out. Man, I thought that was just the longest part, bro. Getting out, bro. That was the longest part, bro. Going through all that release and shit, bro. That was the longest part right there, man. For me.
Crazy. You juvenile?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I get in trouble with juvenile, bro.
Crazy thing in juvenile. Hell. We watched Rush Hour 3 on bootleg there. It was on bootleg. It was on bootleg VCR. We watched it in juvenile. That was the craziest thing. I don't know why.
Hell no.
I don't know why I remember that.
My mama would have choked me and everything. Hell no.
I was only in there for a day. Mm-mm. The first time I wasn't even there in the whole day, but the last two times I was in there a whole day. I ain't nothing.
Y'all had them stories.
We was in there for 4 days.
And I never heard a night getting caught.
Just tell him, LeBron. You speak up at the right time.
This nigga ain't supposed to be speaking. Stop talking to him.
LeBron, you talking? He caught me a couple times, too, though. I'm like,
yeah.
Nah.
All right, let's start to move on to our sports. So let's go to our NFL insider. Bando, you got any updates or anything? What's going on with the NFL?
We got Matthew Stafford. He's not coming back to Detroit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson don't look like he's going back to the racist Texans. I don't think he's going back there. We got the championship games tomorrow to decide the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We got the Bucks versus Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers versus Brady. That's going to be a classic.
Then you got Buffalo, Kansas City.
Who do you got in the Rodgers and Brady?
Brady. I got to go with Brady.
It's hard to bet against that nigga.
It's hard to bet against Brady.
Isn't this like MVP year for Rodgers?
Yeah, Rodgers is gonna be MVP. Yes, he's gonna be MVP. Year. And this is the first. It's the first championship Rodgers hosting at Lambeau Field. So he might be a little nervous, man. He might, I don't know, man. But I think Brady gonna pull it out though. I ain't worried about the cold. Brady's used to the cold. He played in Foxborough, so used to the cold.
I'm gonna go with Green Bay, man. 28-24.
That's a good score.
Then you on the other side.
Because you got to remember, that nigga, the last time we seen Rodgers.
Yeah. I got a low score game. I got 20-24.
20-24?
Yeah.
A 4-point difference, though, still.
If Rodgers doesn't win, it can be a close game, whatever. But if he doesn't
all
win,
them niggas,
what is Green Bay doing next year?
If they let Brady go from the AFC to the NFC, bro, and go to the Super Bowl, all y'all niggas is some bitches.
But no, I'm
saying. In 1 year. They cannot let that happen.
With Rodgers?
Because they drafted a youngster, right?
Yeah, but.
But Rodgers has been really good this year.
I think you still keep rolling with Rodgers.
They're going to keep rolling with him, bro.
You're going to have to. I think you keep rolling to him until like one of them.
He has a really bad year.
It's like a quarterback in like the next couple drafts is coming up that you.
They drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, but shit, he ain't played.
Do what they did to Mahomes.
They ain't played. Yeah.
I mean, but
Rodgers still got about 4 or 5 more years.
You think he got 4 or 5?
Yeah, Rodgers not that old. Rodgers not 40 yet. He's not.
Well, 40. Quarterbacks ain't supposed to play at 40.
Why not? Breeze just did it.
Breeze, Brady, but that wasn't a good 40.
I think Ben's almost up there. I think Ben about 40 now. I think Ben like 39, I think.
You would know more than me.
Rodgers 38. I think Rodgers 38. Okay. Rodgers about 38.
So, who's on the other side?
Kansas City and Buffalo. I think that's going to be a real good game, too.
That's going to be
Mahomes
good.
Is coming back, right?
But I think Mahomes is going to win, though.
Yeah, Mahomes going to win.
I don't know if Buffalo going to pull it out.
So, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Chiefs, riding with the Chiefs, man.
Back to back.
You know where the Super Bowl's at?
Tampa Bay.
Ooh. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be different, ain't
Interesting,
it?
Right? Yeah. Hey, I said this, nigga. If let's say Tampa Bay win, bro. You cannot sit up here and tell me they gonna be like no fans. Them niggas in Tampa Bay gonna break into that motherfucking stadium.
Florida has fans.
Do you hear
they
me?
Do.
Yeah, Florida has. Florida's open.
I seen where they said they're gonna
they
have,
do.
I think, 20,
yeah, Florida has to have fans. Florida's basically open.
I think they're gonna have 22,000. I think at the Super Bowl. I think that's what I seen.
That's a lot of fucking fans. That's a lot of fucking fans.
It's a Super Bowl though, man.
I could be wrong though, but I think
is the Tampa Bay Stadium that big? I mean, I know football stadiums are
maybe
big.
It's like 15,000. Okay. I don't know. It might have been like 15,000.
I mean, that's still a lot.
22,000, yeah. So it is right there.
That's a lot of fucking people. Damn, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. They're going to make some money. Those tickets are going to be crazy.
Yeah.
22,000 fans is a lot of fucking people.
Yeah. And they're giving 7,500 free tickets to vacated healthcare workers.
No, they not. When they be saying shit like that, they be lying. I know they be lying, man.
That's what it says.
I've never got an email to get some free shit. I never got free shit. When they be saying, we're going to do this for this and this.
The Pacers ain't do that like that?
No. say free shit like that. Yeah. I've never known nobody that got free shit. Mm-hmm. I've never seen an email to enter for the free shit. Where's the email at?
Oh, shit, I ain't get one.
See, they weren't. All right, let's move over. What else? We got anything else in football?
No.
Okay. All right, let's move over to baseball. So, Hank, and, no.
Hey, nigga, what?
Baseball.
That's
the best all right. Sport. NBA.
Moving over to the NBA.
What
we want to bring up first? There's been a lot of been some shaking and moving in the NBA recently.
Trades, man. And Oladipo, Houston.
What trade has worked out this year?
James, none of them yet. James
Westbrook,
Harden.
That didn't work out. Who else got traded?
James Harden.
Oh, no. Schroeder's working out.
Yes.
Yeah, Schroeder's working out. Mm-hmm. Oh, CP's working out.
CP, I'm just going to tell you, Phoenix pretty good.
Did they win last night?
They lost.
They lost?
Yeah, they lost last night.
Harden to the Nets, he got his wish.
And I don't think that's gonna work out, but we see.
You've been right about the disaster shit, though. That's why I'm like, you know what I mean?
I know a disaster. I can't pick a winning team, but I know a disaster.
That's a fact. But I think I don't.
But y'all see who's taking the less shots, though?
Harden. And they okay. Let's talk about this.
That's crazy.
People think that. These three players, three great individual players, will come together and do this. I think people look at their individual stats and think that's what they're going to get with them on the same team. That's not how this shit work, y'all.
Like the video said, you fucking dribble too much. You fucking dribble too much.
Like
you
this
even played and you fucking dribble too much.
It's not going to work.
I think it would work if Kyrie knew how to play off the ball. I think that would have worked like that. But the fact that I don't think, because like.
But how would that work?
Because James Harden's a playmaker. Like, he can play, you know what I'm saying? He can play, make an assist and shit. But the fact that Kyrie just sits in the corner, bro, and don't do nothing with James Harden got the ball. Like,
but James Harden don't know how to play off the ball either. Yeah. Remember, that was his problem in Houston.
He wouldn't even walk up court if he wasn't going to get the ball.
Yeah, remember, CP3 used to be like, nigga, move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, with him and KD, though, working together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, two of them will work.
James don't really have to play off the ball.
Two of them will work. Three not going to work. Three not going to work, bro. And another thing, bro, they
but
are terrible on defense, dog.
James Harden took 8 shots tonight.
Did they win? They won. Though,
by 4. They was up like 20.
Yeah, they should have.
They still gave
a 20. It could work better if they had better rotation. So
they gave away their bench. They don't have no bench.
So they can't rotate.
They don't have no big man.
So what the Heat used to do, I think in the second or third year, so I think I got this right. So Wade would play the whole first quarter so that way he'd play with the bench. And then he wouldn't start the second half, the second quarter, so that way LeBron would get more time. But you got to balance it like that. All three of these niggas is always on the floor.
They can't do it.
No. Take Kyrie out so that way Harden and KD can cook for 4 minutes by themselves.
But in Kyrie's mind,
don't bring Harden. They play too many minutes.
But in Kyrie's mind, he's responsible for all of that. So you gonna tell this nigga to come off the? You gonna tell?
No, he's not coming off the bench. He gets an early break, but he starts the second half, and KD and Harden don't start the second half.
He don't think like
all these niggas is playing like 38 minutes.
Yeah,
so they're always on the floor together. Yeah. So when they always on the floor together,
thing
they can't
with Wade, Bosh, and LeBron. LeBron was like a point forward.
Yeah.
And he didn't mind doing this. Like, he wasn't.
But like he was saying, Harden doesn't mind. He doesn't do it all the time, but he doesn't mind doing that.
But he don't know how to. He don't know how to move without the ball.
Yeah, but you really don't.
That's why you can try to set up.
But I'm saying, though, like, you don't.
KD can, because KD played with Golden State, but that ain't Clay and Steph, my nigga. Yeah. Them niggas doing this the entire time.
That's true, though. That's
Clay and Steph is moving. They can move without the ball.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Kyrie move off
the
screen.
That's what I'm saying. KD can move. KD will move. Kyrie like, man, look,
yeah,
man, give me
cool,
the ball,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to rotate them.
So, let's say.
They can't be on the floor at the same time all the time.
Some niggas got them winning it all. I mean. I barely got them making it out of the second round, but that's just me. Unless they do.
I don't got them
bro,
coming out the second.
Did you see
depending on who they
play defense?
Nah, yeah, their defense is trash.
Bro,
they are Trey
Kyrie and get some bench players and a big man. That's what they need to do, bro.
I seen
Trey Kyrie,
a trade rumor. It was Kyrie for DeRozan. They got another kid, Murray.
Yeah, they are. They're not going to trade Kyrie.
I think Kyrie's going to ask for a trade. He doesn't like Nash. He's not going to like being number three. Once they start losing, and he's going to get blamed.
But I think
he's going to ask for a trade.
Yeah, he's going to play it out, and then the offseason is going to be over.
Nah, I think he may play
that full season. That nigga Shannon Sharp said that nigga went from Robin to Alfred, and he ain't lying, bro. He ain't lying, bro.
Whoa! That took me a minute right there. I was like, oh!
Is Shannon Sharp lying, bro?
No, he's not.
He went from Robin to Alfred, bro. That's real.
That is
kind of. But I don't know if Kyrie would make it through the season. He's already been wild.
That's true, man. Because
he didn't want Nash.
Man, it's wild, man.
And Nash isn't coaching anyway.
I seen one of Kyrie to the Clippers. I don't know what the Clippers have to give up.
Oh, my fucking. That is going to be a disaster.
What? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all didn't. Everybody think that.
Kyrie and Kawhi on the same team.
Individual names, they think.
PG drama?
Bro, they think. No, PGD. They hear those three that names on one team and they think 30-30-30. No, nigga, that's not how it goes.
Man, trade Kyrie to the Bulls and get it over with.
I said trade. To the Bulls. Trade Kyrie, bro.
I like what Stephen A said. But he's retired.
See, I thought I was wild when I
took Why was everybody, and my thing is this, why was everybody mad at him for saying that? They was like, well, he can do both. He can do both, but he don't want to do both.
Yeah.
LeBron does both.
And the thing
but
is,
he don't miss a fucking week and a half of basketball to go do anything.
But the thing is, when I guess Kyrie, first of all, we don't know what Kyrie does.
That's true.
If he's not playing, it's different. He come out, hey, whatever's going on in the world, I can't play. That means something.
Yeah.
But when you leave and go to your sister's birthday party and then we don't know why you gone, that's the fucked up part. And then come back, well, you know he bought what's the name of house. No, nigga, he been gone partying and shit. We ain't forget.
So is that why he tried to see?
As soon as he got back, all of a sudden he bought George Floyd. He bought that shit like months ago. But as soon as he come back and he get suspended and he get fined and all this, well, you know he bought George Floyd, mama and them a car and a house.
Yeah.
No, bitch, you was gone partying. Nigga, we didn't forget that shit.
He didn't even tell your coach, bro. Like, how disrespectful can you be, though?
Steve Nash.
That's what I'm saying. They acting like this nigga is doing everything the right way. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You got to tell motherfucker, we can't just go, can't not show up for work for a week and a half and say I was outside fighting. Yeah. And they going to be like, oh, well, you should have just told us, man. Go ahead and you
he good. He told the teammates, but didn't tell Nash and them.
Yeah.
Like, well, come on.
But even when you come back, you're like, you know what, man, my head been fucked up or whatever. Nigga, I thought I seen you in a video at your sister's birthday party.
Then he shaved his whole beard off. Looking like a pedophile.
He's a weirdo.
Nigga looked at weird, though. I was like, the fuck is that for? Like, nigga, but.
He always do that weird shit.
He do be doing that weird shit.
Remember he saged the court, too?
Yeah, I remember that.
There's something wrong with it, man.
Nigga's off. That's why I don't say his name. I don't want that voodoo on me.
I don't see nothing wrong with him saging the court. People do that shit. Yeah. Jaylen Brown does it too. Jaylen Brown does it too, bro.
Really? Oh, well, fuck him. Get him out of there too. I gotta look this up.
He's trying to curse people.
Jaylen Brown.
That ain't what it is, man. The people do the same shit all the time. They just bring it up Kyrie because Kyrie always doing some weird ass shit. But Jaylen Brown does it all the time. Yeah.
He said he does it.
Yeah.
Oh, he got to suspend him.
Damn.
Get him, why you got to suspend him?
You got to suspend him, man. You got to get him out of there.
He does it in a locker room?
He says he does it every court he goes to.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown reveals he's burning sage everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This shit too.
Everywhere he goes, hold on. I don't think he do the court. I think he probably do his hotels and shit. Hold on. Jaylen Brown also uses sage. You know, when I get to different places that I'm going, I like to just lightly sage the area just to make sure the aura is clean when I'm walking into it.
He do the court too, I'm sure.
Nah, nigga. I think he doing hotels.
So
nah,
Kyrie was doing it to clean the court? Too.
The Nets, point guard was skipping around the fucking court, saging. You gotta get him out of there.
If anybody get traded, it's gonna be him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see it working. Maybe I'm wrong. Because everybody want to see the Nets versus the Lakers. I think it's going to be Philly versus Lakers.
Oh, you like Philly? Oh,
Philly.
I'm off the train. I'm we gotta go with
this Philly pick. I mean, man. But who else gonna come out of the East?
We've been talking. Y'all been talking about Philly.
Philly looks good this year.
That's what I'm saying. They do. Yeah, they do.
They're really good. And B is hold on. Who's their coach? Going crazy. Who's their coach?
Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers.
They not going to.
So who gonna do it?
I don't give a fuck where he's at.
So who gonna do it though?
Not a Doc Rivers team.
But who gonna come out the East?
The only reason why Doc
Milwaukee.
The only reason why Doc Rivers has a ring is because he had a big three that actually worked well together. It was a big three that everyone had a separate job, not like the Nets. They were really good players. It wasn't because he fucking coached. It was because he had a leader.
They had a leader.
So ever since then, when
who's the leader of the Nets? Kyrie.
It's KD.
KD. Oh, they definitely not gonna go nowhere.
But the fucking Doc Rivers team ain't going nowhere. They gotta get a new coach.
Who's gonna come out the East?
That's what I'm saying.
Not a Doc Rivers team.
Maybe Boston get pulled. Maybe finally get pulled through.
Boston, maybe.
I'm rolling with Boston. I ain't rolling with no Doc Rivers team. They need a new coach.
But my thing is this. This is so crazy how.
I know it ain't gonna be Greek.
LeBron was. It was like right. When he was on the Eastern Conference. It was the easy road. Now this nigga on the West and it's gonna be another easy road. Cause everybody then went East.
Yeah,
West ain't even that tough than I thought it was gonna
be. No, everybody, all the superstars went East.
They all got good records, but Utah and Nuggets are not good. They're not. What do y'all think about Shaq's comment to Donovan Mitchell?
What did he say?
He actually said it to his face. No, that's the wild part.
He said something about, he
didn't
say he's not good, but what
he basically said he wasn't a dog.
Yeah, he wasn't a dog. That's what he said. Biden said, all right.
He's asking him that.
He said, all right.
Yeah. He said, all right, you know, I've always been an underdog and I've always.
You see him interview.
This is the thing.
From Houston, the big nigga, Christian Wood. He said, I didn't know you was like this as a player. He was like, oh, well, you're a casual then. That's what he told Shaq. He told Shaq on the
internet. Good.
But see, Christian Wood is good, but nobody knew that. Nobody knew that.
I didn't know that either.
He said, you're a casual. I said, damn.
One of the centers before Mark Gasol that the Lakers tried to get, but he was too expensive. But the difference is with this, is they so used to these bum-ass retired NBA players talking crazy like Barkley, you ain't won shit. You was good for a little bit, but
Barkley,
Shaq.
Hold on, are you saying what do you mean he can't talk shit and he was good a little bit?
I'm talking about where players respect. They don't respect Charles Barkley.
Barkley is like a top ten.
I'm saying players today respect. They don't give a fuck about Charles Barkley. Shaq, they do. Charles Barkley get into it with Dwight Howard, Draymond Green. That nigga get into it with everybody.
Because he talks out the side of his neck.
They don't give a fuck about him.
Nah, people respect
him. They talk crazy back to Charles Barkley. Did any of the niggas talk crazy back to Shaq? Hell no.
Yeah, everybody loves Shaq. Except McGee. But other than that, everybody loves Shaq.
I think James Harden responded to Shaq about what Shaq said about
not him. Not publicly.
And you can't talk shit to Shaq. He's on every commercial. He's not funny. Not publicly. He's Shaq.
They don't talk shit about Shaq publicly. Shaq
is the Snoop Dogg of like the NBA.
That's what Shaq said.
Or sports. He's Shaq.
That's a good one. That's a fact.
Shaq said, he didn't say it publicly, but I heard he didn't care for what I said.
And plus, Shaq is big as shit. What you gonna do? Fight him? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Hit him?
Yeah, that's a big motherfucker.
What you gonna do? Swing on him? But Shaq can't fight though. Every fight he got in, he swung hard as hell. Missed. He tried to hit. Was it Brad Miller?
Yep.
He tried to hit him like twice. That nigga cocked it all the way back here and missed.
Charles Barkley, shit with him. Yeah. Charles Barkley got him fight.
Barkley slammed his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, but who's stopping the fight?
And then Charles Barkley.
Not me.
I'm not getting out of that.
But nah, like they, I feel like when it's accomplished like that, they kind of like, because KD, bro, you should shut the fuck up. I'm surprised LeBron said something, but KD's so damn sensitive. He's like, yeah, but them old dudes need to, what do you say, them old dudes need to sit down and be quiet or whatever.
And but then, I mean, and this is a nigga to say he hates being in the media or whatever, but he always fucking says he's the only person that talks.
Twitter. I just seen him on Twitter. No, was it Twitter or Instagram, bro? He was getting into it with somebody, bro.
He always talks, but he always complains about the media.
Do not put this nigga on the level of LeBron anymore,
he's
bro.
He's the LeBron, only person that talks.
Nigga, used to see when LeBron put someone on Twitter, they be in his comments talking the craziest. That nigga sent a tweet and put his phone down. He don't say nothing else, bro. He don't respond to nobody.
But he's balling, though. He is kind of hooping, though. Yeah. Can't front him on that, though. But I get what you're saying, though, bro. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You can't complain about
but
it.
But you can't complain about it. Hell no, though. Yeah, I don't get that, yeah. Because he got to be the only NBA player I know, bro, to actually get, like, beef with somebody on social media, like a fan, like a random
LeBron
person.
LeBron don't go back and forth with these niggas,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, he sure don't, bro. He sure don't. And KD does it. KD had a burner account.
Yeah.
They try to justify the bitch ass shit.
And a burner account. Man. I don't get that shit.
LeBron don't need no burner account. Nigga, LeBron, niggas that LeBron talk to every day, they leave comments under there. And they gonna say nothing back.
No point. Like, why are you responding back? Make all that money.
Sensitive ass. But the Nets, I say second round exit. I might be wrong, but.
Well, it depends on who they play. Because. All right, so at the bottom of the East, Pacers are probably going to finish 5, so it's technically the bottom. 6 is going to be maybe Orlando.
Who you said going to finish 5?
Brooklyn is not Pacers. In the top 4 now. They like 6.
They're going to win some games.
Yeah, maybe.
What's name's in a deep hole?
They're going to have to outscore everybody.
No, but like literally. The Heat are in a deep hole. They may be 8th.
They are.
But they can be challenging in the playoffs, but they're probably gonna play Greek, so they may lose.
It's still early though.
Well, no, they beat Greek last year.
They beat Greek last year in 5.
Yeah, they beat them in 5.
Yeah. If they're healthy, then they can probably beat them again.
There's a 3-0.
Yeah. And the game that they won, they went like double overtime or something.
Oh, yeah, Middleton scored like Chris 10 in overtime. Yeah, we was here.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, we actually hit that shit.
Middleton was crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know. We say.
Lakers still coming out the West?
Yeah.
I think so. I think the Clippers still the same team.
What
Lakers are fucking cruising, bro.
What seed are they?
They haven't lost on the road.
No, they 8-0. Well, they about to be 9-0, but they beating the shit out of the Bulls right now. They haven't lost on the road yet.
I'm trying to think about who the Suns are going to play. Because the Suns probably going to finish 7.
I think the Suns going to be higher than that. I think the Suns would be like 4.
So what, Lakers?
Hell no, they ain't going to be 4.
Lakers. Why wouldn't they?
The Lakers first 4 is going to be Clippers, Lakers, Utah, and Nuggets. Nuggets always have the number 1 or number 2 seed.
They have, though.
Utah always is at least number 3.
I think Utah going to be like
3 or 4. The Nuggets are going to be 1.
I think Phoenix will have a better record than Utah.
Hell no.
I think so.
There's no way.
Where they at now? Well, Phoenix is what, 4?
Maybe 6 or something. But there's no way they're going to. The Nuggets are going to be 1 because they're going to be 1. 2 is probably going to be the Lakers. 3 will be Utah. Whoa.
Lakers is going to be number 1. Bro.
Yeah, who you say is going to be
number 1 seed?
Yeah, who you say is going to be number 1?
Nuggets is going to be number 1 seed.
Nah.
They're always number 1 seed.
They ain't been number 1 the past 3 years.
I think
they
were like 2 and 3.
Last year they was two.
Okay, well,
they're
gonna be 2 or 3.
Yeah, that'd be
2. And Utah's gonna be 3 or 4. And the Clippers are gonna be 4 or 5. So Phoenix is gonna be 5, 6.
I think Phoenix is gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're gonna make the playoffs. But they're gonna be like 5, 6, and I don't like that matchup.
What about Portland? You say Portland? What about Portland?
Portland ain't gonna make the playoffs.
They probably gonna make
hell no, they ain't gonna make the playoffs.
Where Dame been at, man? Dame been quiet.
He been hooping. He ain't been Dame, but he been hooping.
He had 50 not too long ago, didn't he?
Nah, I think he dropped like 38. But he dropped. He had 2 games. He did like a 38 and like a 44. Just the team ain't good, and there's the big boy's injured again. Oh, I think for the season.
He is.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, they can't keep a damn team together. Yeah, they ain't making the playoffs. And Melo still hold the ball for 17 seconds.
But nah, I forgot about Melo.
Melo's still Melo and LaMarcus Aldridge are the only people in the league that post up.
I don't see
Shit, LaMarcus not too long ago beat the shit out of the Lakers. He went for like 28 not too long ago against the Lakers.
Him and Melo, the only people in the league that post up. The only two people.
I don't really see nobody challenging the Lakers in the West. Like
I don't
that.
Either, bro.
They deep as fuck.
You don't see the Clippers if they get Kyrie?
No.
They get the Nets with point guard.
PG's new life ain't even enough, bro.
That's a fact.
I called that nigga pussy like 4 years ago. I've been done with him.
PG got this new life. He's still trash, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, y'all got anything else before we go?
But my thing is this with PG.
Bro. Oh, shit.
It's like he have like one good game, and he's talking about this. I feel so good. I'm getting married.
This nigga was like, with the year that his MVP, wasn't he like fourth in votes?
No. One year, he's like second. Probably should have won MVP. It was really close.
What year?
It was OKC.
Yeah, I think it was.
So who won?
3 years ago.
Who won that year?
Harden, probably.
No, it might have been Harden.
Yeah, it was probably Harden.
So he was second to Harden.
Yeah. He probably should have won.
He was up there, yeah.
He probably should have won. He finished the season scoring like 40, like second. 8 games in a row.
He has
I thought Greek was second to Harden that year.
And no, Greek won PG should have won. Like, his last 10 games.
He had to make third or fourth.
No, man. Because, like, his last 10 games, he scored like 40 points every game.
And they was talking about how, because I think he averaged like 3 or 4 steals a game and shit, bro. Yeah,
yeah, he actually should have won.
PG was wilding, and I don't think it was. I think it was the second
2017.
Year. 17. Who won in 17?
Harden.
So PG was second that year?
I'm trying to see.
Yeah, he had to be second.
2017 runner up.
Yeah, but it was 2017. He was averaging 24 points, 46% shooting. Where is Gordon?
That don't even sound like MVP stats. So do it. 24?
It's just because Harden scored so many fucking points.
He 2017 Westbrook won.
No, 16 Westbrook won.
No. 16, Steph won.
Steph won in 16. Steph won back
unanimous.
Back. Yeah, he won back.
Oh, that was a unanimous decision. Okay.
Mm-hmm. James Harden won in 18.
Then Greek just won back to back. Greek won 19 and 20.
So that must have been 19 for PG. Because
technically that was 2 years ago.
Because LeBron was runner up. Remember?
Yeah.
That year Harden won. Because niggas was like, how the fuck Harden win? It had the same exact stats damn near.
That shit's confusing.
Wait a minute.
It's Harden, bro. He's confusing it.
Harden was...
Harden came right up a couple years in a row, didn't he? I might be tripping, bro. Maybe I'm tripping.
Harden has two. Or he has one.
No, he has one.
Westbrook won and Harden... Because Westbrook took his.
Do this.
That's what we was arguing about that one time.
16 was Steph.
Westbrook shouldn't have won.
17 was Westbrook. 18 was Harden. Then Greek 19, two. Greek, and 20. So the year.
So yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah.
So the year that Greek won, the year that Greek won the first one is the year that.
That him. Okay.
That Paul George should be runner up.
That makes sense.
How can I find.
Then 20.
I had pulled up something the other day where it had
Paul George was 3.
Okay.
Harden was 2.
Okay.
I see that.
Harden was 2 against Westbrook too, wasn't
it? Yes.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Harden won, Westbrook was probably number 2. No. But Westbrook was averaging a triple double again. He had the same stats.
He was talking about LeBron.
LeBron was 2.
You sure?
Positive.
Even though Westbrook's stats was the same thing as his MVP year?
LeBron, that's that year. That was Cleveland last year.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron was going crazy. Remember, that was the first year he won. He played 82 games straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LeBron was crazy.
That's why niggas was like, how the fuck y'all give it to James? All right, LeBron should have won that shit.
Yeah, LeBron was going crazy.
Yeah.
He was... 2019-2020, that was last year. He was runner up last year.
Yeah.
That's when the conference said he felt disrespected like a motherfucker because they gave that nigga 16 16 first place votes. That nigga was bad to the motherfucker. I think he had 4. Was that the same? That was the night they play. They play. What was it? Cause they do it the second round. Cause Giannis already at home when they announced MVP.
He's always gonna be at home when they announce MVP.
So who was they playing?
First, you know, his first MVP.
Was they playing Denver?
He went to the conference final the first MVP.
I'm talking about this year, this past season.
Giannis?
Oh,
who you talking about?
When LeBron, when they asked him about it, and he was pissed. He was like, I was pissed that they gave me only 16 first place votes.
Nah, that was a while ago.
No, nigga, it was this year.
Nah, it was in the
bubble. That was in the bubble.
Yeah, in the bubble, yeah.
I can't remember who they was playing. It wasn't in the finals yet. I think it was Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, the Western Conference Finals. But I don't know. But I know the next game, he fucked whoever.
Who's going to be MVP this year?
I don't know.
I'm going with Steph.
Steph?
Oh, we didn't even name the Warriors in the playoff race.
They ain't going.
Yep. I think if they make it to the playoffs, he may get the MVP.
You think Steph for MVP right now?
Not right now.
I got Embiid.
No, I wouldn't give it to him now. But I think the way this year is going, for them to make it to the playoffs, and if they make a 6th seed or something, Steph is gonna.
I got Embiid. If Embiid can
Can't play a full fuck. He's not gonna play like this all season.
If he can, but you know
who's
what?
His coach?
They got the perfect. Exactly, Doc Rivers. They got the.
So
they got
bones
the
are gonna lose.
No, they got the king of the fucking load management. So I don't think he's gonna play him. But he ain't gotta play the outside that much because they got shooters.
It don't matter
now.
If he get load
and
management.
He can. That nigga been averaging 30 some points.
Simmons, I'm not Simmons, but Embiid can't stay healthy.
That's why I said if he stay healthy, he can win it.
He's out of shape all the time.
From what I know, these last 2 games against Boston,
bro,
42 both games.
I'm telling you,
is
dog.
He gonna play 60? Is he gonna play 72 games?
But I mean,
well, not 72. Is he gonna play 60 games?
What we got? They got 77.
72.
Yeah, 72 games. They took 10
games
out.
72
games. So to be MVP, he at least had to play 50 games.
I think he can play 50.
Jeez. I don't even think Joel Embiid. I don't even think Steph Curry. I don't even know who's the MVP right now, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
It will be Embiid, but I don't think Embiid can play 50 games. He played 50 games on the 82 season. He ain't going to play 50 games this year.
You're not going to kill me, man. As of right now, the MVP, for me, is probably KD, bro.
No, you can't give it to KD.
No. He been good. I don't think he's been that good.
Can't give it to KD.
Yeah, I don't think he's been.
You can't give it to
KD
because they wouldn't give it to LeBron because he had AD last year. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
But I don't think KD's been that good for them.
KD been good. He been balling.
I don't even.
But I think MB been better.
I'm gonna cry when I say this.
MB been real good.
LeBron just ain't been like, you know. Like,
I don't know, man. He showed.
I mean, his last game, like just Milwaukee, went crazy.
He went. He did that on purpose, though.
Yeah, he went crazy.
He just coasted.
But every
man.
Night it's been like someone going crazy, so the rest is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
it's going to be
that's
weird.
Why,
but and plus
know,
with
like,
the
I,
Lakers,
really
you got to think, bro. They just played in October.
Yeah, that's true.
So they ain't never had a turnaround like
honestly,
this.
Honestly, he's an overrated MVP to me. But Greek is still going crazy.
He is.
Shit, he. He can't get
that's
a three.
He
if,
not.
If he get a three-peat, I'm going to write a letter on somebody. If he get a three-peat, I'm going to go crazy.
That's why when Terry was saying, I said, yawn. I'm like, nigga, we seen this the last couple of years.
But if he puts up those same numbers and all that, yeah. How can you not give it to him?
Who the fuck? But who? Bro. There's,
KD's definitely in the discussion, though.
Honestly, bro, KD was just... Only person I could think of, like honestly, like
nah,
really,
Embiid is wild. I don't think he's gonna play 72.
But like you said, I don't think he's gonna play 72 or whatever.
And if he starts low managing him, then his numbers are gonna go
Steph
down.
Steph already got back to back, so he's gonna have to top the two.
Yeah, he's gonna have to go
season.
Crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So if he takes this team to a 7,
nah, that ceiling is too high.
Dude,
I get what he's saying,
bro.
That ceiling is high as hell.
About the two MVPs he did, bro.
And the second one was unanimous.
Yeah,
the last one was
crazy.
Unanimous, nigga.
He was fucking going crazy, man. That's when we learned about the long shot. That's when we learned about that shit, bro. So.
I had Lillard at the beginning of the year, but I don't see it.
He's playing good, though. No, Steph's playing good, though. Nah,
but no,
bro.
At the beginning of the year,
hard,
before the season started, I had Lillard for my MVP.
I thought Dame was going to be on the
but they ain't
going to
make the fucking playoffs, so. They ain't going to happen. All right, anything else before we check out?
Nah, nigga, y'all stay safe, shit. Because the COVID boogeyman is on your ass.
I'm out in the streets now.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good now.
I'm young negative, so I'm out in the streets.
Shit, I'm good now. Shit, I taste, smell everything.
Oh, nigga. When I could be... Bro, I almost cried when I could taste and smell, nigga.
What? How about order some Jordans with some lemon pepper?
They can't even smell that shit or taste it.
Listen, let me tell you some facts. This shit hands I couldn't even... Bro, let me tell you. I lost my taste and... I knew it, bro. I lost my taste and smell on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was eating a fucking candy. First piece of candy, fine. The second piece of candy tastes like wax. I didn't taste nothing. I was like, what the? I'm thinking of candy. Oh, I'm like, what the? Old ass candy. I take a drink of a pop.
Nothing.
I didn't lose my taste of smell. My nose burned, though. But I didn't lose my taste of smell.
Couple days, three, 4 days go by, nigga. Look, the kids been suffering through it with me. I'm like, I can't fucking do y'all.
Bro, I'm taking back to the chicken bread with the lemon pepper on it, bro. And I just be like, yeah, it's salt, bro. I be like, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm like.
No, listen. So I went, I got home.
It was just real salty, bro. Like, it felt weird, bro. I'm like,
I got
yeah,
home.
This ain't good,
took
man.
A teaspoon of that shit mustard. Teaspoon of mustard. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's how I knew then. I said,
smoking my blood.
Then I smelled the mustard.
I couldn't smell the smoke, bro. I couldn't smell the smoke, bro.
I tried to smell everything. Mustard, nothing, steak sauce, bro. Everything.
That shit was crazy.
Nothing.
That shit was crazy.
So, a couple days go by. Fucking suffer eating chicken noodle soup and water. Feel like I'm losing 60 pounds a day. Nigga, I swear I was miserable. Couple days go by, the kids like, today, daddy like, nigga, I know you sick, nigga, but nigga, we want some Jordans. Like, nigga, I don't know what to tell you. So they got Jordans and I could smell it. I was like,
oh shit, you back in the game.
Nigga, I was like, I smell it. Kid was like, Chris, calm down, bro. Like, I'm like, no, I smell it.
And this is Eric, please.
Nigga, please. Nigga, I said, nigga, give me. I said, we gotta go back to George. They go, gotta go back to George. They gotta say, get me a large tilapia with jumbo shrimp and a 10-piece wing.
Tell you this nigga be getting the sampler.
Right now.
The only nigga that get the sampler at Jordan's.
Nigga. Bro, when I took a bite of
mozzarella stick,
nigga,
right here, right?
Listen to me. Extra lemon pepper, nigga. Bro.
Chicken and pea fries.
Nigga.
This nigga go to Jordan's get a sampler.
I sat at the table. I sit at the table like this, nigga. I scooted all the way up. Stomach on the table. Nigga, I took a bite of this shrimp, nigga. A tear came down my face.
Man, that's been a great episode. Of
I can taste.
We catch y'all next week.
I can taste, nigga.
Oh, woo! My God, man. This guy, man.
Oh, man. This shit was amazing, nigga.
And that's been Lemon Pepper 101 with Chris.
Nigga, not being able to taste, bro, that shit is, nigga, miserable. Nigga, you can't eat nothing but soup.
The corona.
All right, and we are checking out. To the left of me, I got...
Bando, a.k.a. Mr. Guy Philatai.
To the left of him, we got...
C. Will, a.k.a. Chris with the Stick, Mr. a.k.a.
Mr. Guy Philatai.
The Far.
Mr. Guy
Peace out. Y'all niggas be safe.
And I'm God's favorite podcaster.